One of the things that was very evident to me over the past weeks looking at the scriptures, that's not echoing back, is it? Is that okay? Is in these scriptures today, the incredible link that comes through where we're actually hearing the Father's voice in such a way.
Are you wondering about your brother?
Yeah.
Must have got there.
Okay. Is that better? I can just hear it coming back at me.
It's because the mic thing can't be.
The link that actually occurs when we look at the scripture readings for this week. And so the title of my message is two words. Seek me. So let's just commit this time to the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, may we have ears to hear what you're saying. May we have eyes to see what you're showing us. And may we have hearts that long to respond to you, that you be glorified in all things. Lord, that we leave this place today transformed, changed by your word. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If there's one thing that's consistent in the message that God has brought through his prophets over the generations, it's been this one message. And God was speaking to his people from the earliest times. We had the reading there in Isaiah. And Isaiah was written around about 2,800 years ago. It's a bit hard for us to comprehend that time, that distance, that amount of years. I was just thinking, how could we look at it? Well, if we were 70 years old, that period of time would be 40 times that. So God was speaking well before that. Right from the beginning, he was speaking to us, and he's speaking to us today. We need to recognize that God's word hasn't changed, God's desire hasn't changed, and God's calling hasn't changed. So God is speaking to us, and he's saying to seek me, to seek me. Now, that message consumed the prophets. And at the same time, so just think about this, there's a contrast. The prophets are speaking this word of, come unto me, all who labour and are heavy laden. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Hosea says, seek. It is time to seek the Lord until he rains righteousness upon you. So we've read that, we've seen what Isaiah is saying. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. But in there we also see that we're to seek him with all our heart. But on the other side, when that message was coming forth, it evoked so much hatred in the hearers that they eventually stoned to death, saw into, destroyed the prophets. Who would want to be a prophet? You knew that your life was going to end in death, and it wasn't going to be the most pleasant death. But they were consumed with that message. And today, look, we need to seek the Lord like never before. So this isn't a message from back there. This is a message for today, 2019. Now, I was in the in my garden 10 days ago, and I'm just praying in the middle of the day. I'm just saying, Lord, we need rain. Lord, send forth your rain upon the earth. Lord, we're desperate. We're desperate for this. We're desperate for you, Lord. And I no sooner was praying that, and I was sort of interrupted. God is pretty good at interrupting us at times. When he thinks we're waffling on in a particular direction, and he brings us back to square one. And so I was hearing in my spirit this. My people look for and long for rain to revive the land on which they live. But where is their longing for me? Where is their thirst for me? I could hear the cry of the Lord's heart there. It humbled me greatly. Now we need to be a people who will not quit pressing into God, whom we profess to know and serve. And it's time to seek the Lord as never before. It's time to seek him for our family. It's time to seek him for our neighbours. It's time to seek him for our city. It's time to seek him for our nation. This is where our focus as believers needs to be, brothers and sisters. This is where it needs to be. I'm struck by a passage of scripture which is in Psalm 42, which says these incredible words. But before I read these words out, I want to take you back to a man by the name of Korah, who in the early days with Moses and Aaron was a Levite. So he was in that select group. The Levites never owned land because the Lord was going to be their inheritance. But this man, Korah, being a Levite, but at the same time very rebellious, and he didn't like what Moses was doing and what he was saying, which was really what God was saying. And so he said, you've gone too far. Moses, you've gone too far. And he, together with others, 250 followers, resisted Moses, resisted the Lord. And the Lord said, separate yourself from these. And they did. And the ground opened up and swallowed them whole. They were never seen again. They lost their life. Now, that's one side of it. The scripture says rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. So this was Korah's lot. But if you go back to the garden and before that, this was the lot of Satan as well. He was rebellious. He wanted what was never to be his. And Moses said to Korah, no, no, you have gone too far. And with that, they vanished. And we know that this happened, and later on, there was another 23,000 that lost their lives because of that same rebellion. Remember, there was only two that entered the promised land of the original people who left Egypt. Two. Caleb and Joshua. All the others, what happened? They died in the wilderness. an amazing story. We're to seek the Lord. Not seek the Lord for what he gives to us, but seek him for who he is. Matthew 6:33 says, seek the Lord. Okay? We are to seek him first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing what he does. And then everything else will be added. So it's not wrong to seek him for various things. It's not wrong to ask for rain. It's not wrong to ask for a partner in life. It's not wrong to help with our finances and all the rest of it. But he has to be first. So we have this man, Korah, who's died. But let me read to you what Psalm 42 says. As the deer pants for the waters, my soul longs for thee. As the deer pants for the waters, my soul longs for thee. Is that not the cry of the heart of someone who is seeking the Lord? Is that the cry of our heart today, that we would seek him? And seek him until. That word until is amazing. Regardless of what else happens, we're going to seek him, we're going to persist in him, we're going to draw near to him regardless. Whether I live or die, one of the others has said, I'm going to seek the Lord. As for you, you may do what you like, but Joshua said, but as for me and my household, we will seek the Lord. So, as the deer pants for the waters. Who do you think wrote that? Because it sounds like David, doesn't it? Well, it wasn't David. It was the sons of Korah. That's who wrote that psalm. As the deer pants for the waters, my soul longs for thee. The sons of Korah, the very man who rebelled against Moses and is no more. They didn't go forward in that rebellion. It says in Numbers 16, look it up, that the sons were spared. Look at the heart of the sons of Korah. They sought God. Today, harden not your heart. Soften your heart. And seek the Lord. Psalm 63. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. And my body longs for you. Isaiah, come, all who are thirsty, to the waters and drink. This is what our God's saying to us today. I pray that we will soberly look at this in this year ahead, and that we will seek him to show us and guide us in what we do, that we would be a people who would seek the Lord. Because if we don't do this, who will? Who will? It's got to come from the people of God. Amen? Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is truth. We thank you, Lord, that you don't come with unreasonable requests, because your desire is that we would draw near to you. And I thank you, Lord, for the hen that we have in our bulletin this week, protecting It's young. This is you. But Lord, we need to draw near to you. We need to seek you and allow you to watch over us. But Lord, we want to seek you for who you are, the loving God, a caring God, a compassionate God. Amen.